We perhaps could be gentle toward these happy American types if their dreams were only abstract and predictable. Welcome to Let's Get Into It.
Against Happiness by Eric G. You turned it away.
Fuck normals. We're here to get abnormal.
That's why we're here. That's the sole reason of our presence here.
Back in the studio, our resident occultists, John Roth and Laura Bolt.
That was Jason's nice way of making us feel like maybe we're in very a safe strange. Company and not going to be judged by the weird things we're going to bring to this podcast.
We let those freak flags fly.
Too, we're proud of it.
John, what are the predictable American weirdos wearing these days? Tell me how to spot them out of a crowd.
My God. Well, they're not wearing normcore, at least not on purpose.
Uh-oh.
We're talking about New York, right?
Mm-hmm. We are talking about New York.
New York and the rest of American happy people are very different. I think they're really in a lot of athleisure. You know, they're in their tapered skinny sweats, their Nike free runs, maybe doing a shorts over the tights kind of look, maybe like a neon windbreaker for some flair, or they're going in more of a heritage direction.
Now, define a heritage direction for me.
It's right. Buzzword. That is a buzzword.
It's buzz? Okay.
Oh, very buzzy. Yep. It's either you're either athleisure or you're heritage right now, or you're like Kanye derelict. Those are your three options. So your heritage guy is like where he's got his waxed Filson messenger bag. He's probably in some Levi's that he has not.
Are we losing sponsors right now?
Just don't defame the post office and we're fine.
Oh, interesting. Cool. Yeah.
I mailed a letter today.
From the comfort of your own home or at the post office?
With a stamp.
In between on a one of those...
You threw it at a mail carrier and said, here!
I said, do with this what you will. And then I just left to the universe and I ran.
I will admit that I'm a man who has aspirationally bought interesting pants.
What an amazing description of a person.
Could not wear them.
Wait,
could
not wear the pants. How interesting were they?
How aspirational.
Not terribly. Like sky blue jeans. Like you know, robin's egg blue.
Okay.
Are you going for like clownish. A Nantucket feel?
Don't know what I was going
That's
for.
Well,
yeah, what were you aspiring to, which is
not,
important.
I haven't put them on out of doors.
A simple white shirt and like a Converse, like a very classic.
That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to dress up.
There's nothing stopping you.
In bold
colors.
You're
the only one getting in your own way.
I'm a big thing to get in my way.
Nick, we're here to help. If you want us to come over...
To just, like, applaud for you as you slowly step outside?
That, I think, might solve the problem.
Maybe, maybe try going down the street, see how it feels.
But you have a significant other, right?
Yes.
Who could also aid you, perhaps?
I don't think she's going to come on the side of bold experiments in fashion. She's going to steer me toward the middle.
All right.
She's going to steer me toward that book, whatever that book quote was about.
Happy, unexceptional American garbage.
Happy, unexceptional American
You know, but
American
this is
garbage.
A show about living your better self, your best self, dare
is
I say.
Is that what the show is about?
That's exactly what it's about, which is why we're talking fashion. Because you are who you show yourself to be. I want to break off a segment right now.
Okay.
Called, What is Your Dream Outfit? Who is the man you want to be and how does he dress? Tell us if you can't tell the world with your body right now.
Boots up to the crotch.
Right. But we need more by the boots. Are they
like
leather?
Like a Rihanna boot. Patent leather, suede.
They are.
Are they bedazzled?
These like waiters.
Argyle. An Argyle boot.
I guess that's out there.
Are you going fly fishing in Argyle boots?
I like the idea of who Nick's building himself up to be. I don't want to meet this person, but I like where you're going with it. I would cross the street to avoid this person.
Well, wait till he gets above the waist.
No, right now,
at least above the crotch until
right
we
now,
make judgment.
You're an extra in Twin Peaks.
Nick, what's happening at that crotch level?
Tube top.
Oh,
at
the crotch.
At
the crotch level.
Oh, okay.
At the crotch level.
Pulled down
top.
Or just, is it hanging there?
I guess
or
it's
it
lower
tucked?
Than you'd expect it to be.
Right.
Certainly.
You're going
it
up the body
is.
And you're like, oh, we're already up to the tube top.
So, but I think
did I skip up to the chest? Oh, no, I didn't.
What
we're
you're saying
is
you're wearing a mini skirt.
Yeah.
Because I'm that's wearing, what a tube top would look like around the middle.
I'm wearing a tube top around my crotch.
Right.
If you look at the tag... It'll be sized for a shirt.
Right. And it'll have the little...
A lady's shirt? Or a
hanger
shirt?
Loops hanging inside it.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Yeah,
skirt
the
won't.
Bane of humanity.
Right.
That's what you use to support your penis.
I need that for the for the peanut bra.
Yeah.
But are we going bra. Neutral? What color is the... Is it a pattern? Are
is
we contrasting? Velour?
Is it
what metallic?
Is it
well,
paint
I've already gotten, you know, a lot going on with the paisley boots. And
there's
so
a lot.
It's time for just
you
a simple color.
Before...
Yeah, it is
stick to the facts.
Thank you,
a contrasting color to the backdrop of the Argyle boots, mm-hmm. which is just a very plain dark brown, a nice leather brown, although the boots are not leather.
They're leather and Argyle?
They're Argyle.
But they're right. brown.
They're the
Argyle.
Color
they're
of leather.
Which is brown, apparently.
Leather right. can just be colors.
They're canvas boots.
I think we're just saying words now. But let's just keep going.
I agree.
Let's continue. Let's continue up. There's a big check mark on the crotch.
All right.
Now we're there.
Nailed the crotch.
And what happens when we get past crotch level?
You think, okay, so the tube top's down there. What's going to be at the top?
I have no idea. I am thinking that, though. You're right.
Another tube top.
Whoa.
Is it just around the midsection now, or is it all the way up?
It is just up to the nipples.
Okay.
Oh, are you showing?
Okay. So there's a little flirty, like, hello every once in a while?
I wonder, is there, like, the top of an areola, or is it concealed?
Not full.
How much areola?
Okay. My mistake with the crotch-high boots.
He's a classy man. I mean.
Nipples.
Yeah. Okay, so the areolas are supporting
this is a safe-for-work look.
The areolas are under the tube top.
Right. Okay.
Safely hidden until
I think we were all
systematically supporting the tube top.
Okay. Now take us above those areolas.
Right.
Who are safely nestled in their tube top.
I love this.
Shoulders.
Don't be surprised if you see John in this outfit tomorrow, by the way.
I will never wear this.
Don't cop my...
This is all your
stees. Don't cop his style, man.
All your stees.
Shoulders bare. As the day I was born.
As a tube top would allow.
As the day they emerged from my mother.
Oh, God.
Let's not go too far down that road.
Yeah.
On top.
It's a healthy spring look.
Of my head. It's just a ball cap.
Butching it up.
Backwards or forwards?
Forwards. I'm a practical man.
A logo?
With a light skin tone.
Is there a logo or just a plain ball cap?
Oh, this is where we run into problems. I see.
No, I'm just saying a note. It is also practical.
John hasn't jumped in until this point.
I get a lot of pushback on this. It is also practical to wear your ball cap backwards.
Protect the neck.
Much as you may pop a polo collar, simply to protect your neck from sunburn.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. All haters out there who tell me I'm wearing my hat like an idiot should know that I don't want cancer on the back of my neck.
Does this happen frequently?
Do you get a lot of people saying you're wearing your hat like an idiot?
More than you would think.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a very important update. I don't have melanoma. Carry on.
Was that a risk?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Maybe a possible cliffhanger.
Was it a hat-related risk?
I am glad to hear
that.
Yeah,
maybe a cliffhanger from the last episode for the listeners.
My God. Well, I'm glad
you're alive. Had you died, we would have brought you back to life on this episode.
Yeah, that's more of a Tim thing. Seems a little played out.
Yeah.
Dying?
Yeah.
I'm getting resurrected on this show.
Yeah.
I want to hear more outfits.
Great. Let's keep going around. Laura, what is your dream outfit? Tell us who you want to be.
I've gone through different periods. I'm in a goth Brigitte Bardot period at the moment, but otherwise I'd like to bring in a little more Barbarella to my life, so I'm really annoyed that Nick stole the knee-high boots situation.
It's a Barbarella move.
So you can both do it.
I mean, okay. I'm going to go for booties then. I'm going to go for ankle boots, but I want...
Practical.
I want a full 3D printed glass diamond situation happening.
Mm-hmm. You want a Cinderella slipper.
I want a Cinderella slipper, but in like a way that if I kicked you, it would hurt you more than me.
Don't you dare.
We're moving up the ankles. I'm going to go with a bedazzled, like a glitter tights thing. And then I think a cape. But a cape that like wraps. I want a whole wrapping Rick Owens from like mid-thigh up. You've got a cape with a hood.
Is there anything under it, or are you just kind of tights and cape?
Like a bodysuit, like a silver bodysuit.
Okay, wow, that's bright.
I might be a superhero that I didn't realize.
Yeah, you have just described a superhero's outfit.
I'm into it.
And I didn't realize until I said it now.
3D printed crystal diamond shoes.
I think if Barbarella was a superhero, that's really my look that I'm going for.
We should buy these for you tomorrow.
Barbarella the superhero.
That's Barbarella the superhero.
That's great.
Thank you all for being part of this journey to realization that I've just gone on myself and realized like my true spirit.
You're welcome.
What it wants to wear.
You're absolutely welcome. John.
So thanks, guys.
All right, mine's much more quotidian. If you saw Laura's Barbarella Super Lady, I would be her chauffeur. I recently had a bit of a fashion moment where I have acquired a discount to a certain store lately, and so have spent some cash there. And I greeted my friends in all my new togs.
I don't understand that word.
It's a word people use.
I was going to say,
whisper, fashion word. It's not actually a fashion word. It's more like fashion journalists can't figure out new ways to say outfit. So they say tog or rig or etc.
That's what we call a life hack.
So I came up to them and they're like, you look like a chauffeur from the 1920s. And I was like, that is precisely where I want to be. So my look real quick, I'm going to give it to you like...
Hit me with it.
Rifle fast.
Start me with the toes.
A very expensive black loafer, a lovely thin silk sock in like a burnt umber, and then a very like sort of close cut charcoal wool pant, skinny patent leather belt, and then it's gonna be a more like light heathered gray turtleneck. Oh sorry, not a turtleneck.
God, no, let's strike the turtleneck.
Sorry. Heather Gray crew neck, and then my piece of flair, what really matters, is like a very beautiful graphic and colorful silk scarf that I have folded a couple times and wrapped around my neck and secured with a knot. It does not get gayer or more beautiful. You can also unwrap it and, like, what, use it for a tablecloth. And then on top of that, like a very long, like a car coat. And that would just be like pitch black, black as night. And you top it off with a driver's cap, which works really well with my facial structure. It makes my jaw look bigger. So it's kind of a flat cap sloping down towards the front. And then I look just extremely Irish and like sort of like servile. Like I should be opening the door for Lara so she can get into her Bentley.
I like how practical this outfit is. Yeah. All the way down.
It makes for a real world application.
Yeah, the scarf can be a tablecloth. The driver's jacket is just definitely a practical jacket. The hat is there to protect your little head.
And important to know that I would probably not put my arms through said jacket.
No, of course not.
I would do more of like the cape drape that Laura's describing. Mm-hmm. I love that look on a jacket.
Well, it's a fashion look that only people who've worked in fashion do because it's ridiculous and it makes you look like you don't know how clothes work. Like, we all know that our arms should go through the holes.
But you know,
but there's just something like exciting about
it. We love proportion.
We like proportion.
We just want a lot of proportion.
We like
happening.
Line. Mm. We like geometry.
Contrast. So that's my look.
Fantastic. Thanks. Tim, tell me about your proportions.
Okay. I guess I'd go for like a black combat boot with a nice thick sole. Mm-hmm. Nice tough pants, probably denim.
Tim and I feel like both of our outfits are good for maybe murdering people.
I think so. Like a hefty belt, maybe canvas with a lot of pockets in it.
In the belt?
Yeah.
For weapons?
And like a tight shirt, a scalloped cloak.
Scalloped cloak?
At the hem?
At the bottom.
Wait.
It's black.
Rewind for the rest of us who don't know what togs are. What's a scalloped cloak?
Oh, it's got like scallops. It's like
really hard to verbalize.
You're gesticulating. Stop it.
Gesticulating like, wildly.
Oh, like sine waves.
I mean, think of a scallop shell. Yeah. Think of the edge of a scallop shell. It's multiple semicircles in repetition.
Right.
Okay.
Some nice tough, probably leather gloves with maybe knuckle dusters on
driver's
the knuckles.
Oh, I love a knuckle duster.
And some knives sticking out of the, maybe three knives sticking out of the forearm.
Oh my goodness.
And then probably like a helmet with like bat ears coming up out of it.
Huh. So for hearing?
Wait, so you're Batman is what you're saying.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, I guess so.
I drove around
this
car. I affectionately call it the Batmobile.
I guess it does look kind of like Batman.
That took me way too long.
Yeah, that's true.
John, you can be a chauffeur.
I'm ready to drive the Batmobile, sir.
Mr. Oberholzer?
One more time?
Mr. Oberholzer?
Oh, I thank you.
You had too many syllables in your name.
Too many syllabus?
Too many syllabus.
Mr. Oberholzer.
I'm not made for podcasting.
Wait until she has to say Walpurgisnacht.
It's going
to
be a class.
That I can do.
This year on the syllabus will be Jason Oblarski.
Why aren't you all named Smith?
Listen, I'm a cool teacher. Call me Mr. O.
So as a cool teacher, what are you wearing in the classroom or out of the classroom?
Your dream togs.
Okay.
Yeah, name your adventuring outfit and your teaching class and girls are writing love you on their eyelids outfit.
Right. So my teaching outfit would be early 80s Air Jordans.
Wow.
Workman-like, functional, beat-up denim.
Did you beat it up or did you buy it that way?
I beat the shit out of it.
Mr. O.
A piece of rope as a belt.
Like a thick braided rope or just like a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, this is your teaching outfit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's a cool teacher.
I'm a cool teacher. I go by Mister.
The rope is quite a swerve, I worry, but go on.
I mean, I do feel like maybe it has a little, some strange abusive connotations, but that's fine.
Tie-dye fish tour 1993 t-shirt.
Why was 93 the best year?
They probably didn't even leave Vermont that year.
Is this like a Waldorf school? Like, where are you wearing this
shit? Dalton.
No, it's the Waldorf School.
It's some hippie shit.
In White Plains, New York.
Okay.
And those kids got to know, and their parents, more importantly, got to know, the teacher knows what's up. We're going to be learning the real stuff, the emotional stuff in Mr.
Wait,
A's class.
Do we even establish what you're teaching?
Yeah, everything. In what's Waldorf School.
Oh, you're just professor of life.
Yeah, you teach it all.
Whittling, Shakespeare through rap, what have you.
Yeah. And then a dirty, smelly beanie.
Really?
I mean, I feel like you've completed a whole... You've committed to one thing, and I respect that you...
That's what an outfit
you is. You crafted an identity appropriately.
I connected the dots.
I wouldn't take your class, but I do appreciate that you look like...
A homeless? You.
Okay.
But like an upstate New York homeless.
Yeah.
Intentional.
Yeah.
That's what Waldorf is all about. You don't want someone with a home teaching your kid how to finger paint. All right. But now, let's get to the adventuring outfit. Mm-hmm. The adventuring outfit is where I let my true...
Can't wait to see where this goes.
...beautiful personality shine. Ski boots, no skis, ski pants, distressed, but I bought them that way.
That's Diesel right there.
Diesel jeans, under the snow pants.
Oh.
Ooh.
So even though it's distressed and there's holes, no snow can get through because they hit the Diesel jeans.
You don't want to flush any skin?
It's all about layers.
Nope.
Okay.
Scarves. Scarves up the entire torso of rainbow-like colors.
You're just pandering to the crowd now.
So my upper body looks like the side view of a pack of Lifesavers.
Your upper body looks like everyone's aunt's closet.
This is fascinating.
Some kind of multicolored ragamuffin.
A hockey goalie's mask.
Oh my god. What are you... Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Oscar the Grouch in one hand and Grover in the other hand as I'm doing Muppet work. That's my adventure outfit. Now that we've broken ice, we're going to break segments and break the show and come back. Bye.
Walpurgis Night, when, according to the belief of millions of people, the devil was abroad. When the graves were opened and the dead came forth and walked. When all evil things of earth and air and water held revel. This very place the driver had specially shunned. This was the depopulated village of centuries ago. This was where the suicide lay. And this was the place where I was, alone. Unmanned, shivering with cold in a shroud of snow with a wild storm gathering again upon me. I took all my religion, all the philosophy I had been taught, all my courage not to collapse in a paroxysm of fright. From Dracula's Guest by Bram Stoker.
Stoker was talking about Walpurgisnacht, which is the holiday that is bringing us together today on this podcast.
So cozy.
And tonight is
Walpurgisnacht.
And I know I needn't remind the listeners, but maybe you've just tuned in for the second act. We are here with our resident occultists.
Hi, everyone.
John Roth and Laura Bolt, who helped us through a special Halloween episode last year.
Indeed. Terrifying. Still have nightmares about
lives
it.
Lives were lost.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Jimmy.
Poor Jimmy.
And revived.
R.I.P. Jimmy.
And are helping us through this very special Walpurgisnacht this year.
Let's see how many different ways we can say Walpurgisnacht.
Oh boy, I can't say it that way.
Well, you could also just say Hexnacht, which is the German variation, which just means Witch's Night.
Hexnacht. There we go.
Hexnacht.
Fun.
So, last time you were here, we did some Ouija board.
We did.
We summoned some spirits.
Uh-huh. Abe Lincoln.
Whitney Houston. Sorry, I was really mean to Whitney, and I just, on the record, want to say that I apologize.
You know,
because when I listened back, and I was like, "Ooh, I was a little bit of a bitch to Whitney Houston."
She was sort of a bitch
slash
to
the
you.
Ghost of. No need to relive the past. We're moving on.
No
to
need.
The future.
Moving on.
So, to the future. Very we, apropos.
Yeah.
For
what
this.
Do we do on this night? Do we raise spirits again?
Well, okay. So this is important.
Put spirits back down. Where do we send spirits?
Let's get ourselves in the right mind. Frame.
Let's get into
so,
it.
Let's get into
whilst
it.
Walpurgisnacht. It's a springtime celebration, and it's one of the major celebrations in the pagan holiday.
Indeed.
And essentially what we're doing, we're inviting the end of the winter, excited about the beginning of spring.
Yeah.
So we're basically bringing in the new season, because Beltane is May 1st, and they're sort of complementary. So Walpurgisnacht is the creepier version. That's when the witches go up into the hills.
They go to the highest mountain in this mountain range in Germany, the Harz mountain range.
Harz mountain range.
And they dance around a lot, and I think they burn some shit.
It's one of the times of the year where the veil is thinner. So the spirits are coming through, and we want to do two things. We want to talk to the spirits that we want to talk to,
that's
and we want to guard ourselves against the spirits that we don't want to bring in.
Oh,
and that,
okay.
That's the dichotomy of Walpurgisnacht, which is the more esoteric, dangerous holiday. It's for people who know what they're doing.
We did the shit once.
Yeah, and who know what they want to fuck with.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the May Day festivals, the Maypole.
Real
lovely,
cutesy.
But, like,
flower.
It's
like
more,
the Coachella
it's a little more twee.
Fucking pagan
yeah, it's the flower
like,
wreath
fine.
Of pagan
okay.
holidays.
And then Walpurgisnacht is more like the...
Let's quietly say it. Let me just say it, and then you guys can say it. Walpurgisnacht.
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 Yes.
So if May 1st is the Coachella of the calendar year, then Walpurgisnacht is what, Ozfest?
No, it's like the Austin Psych Fest.
Is it like that bad Hell's Angels thing that happened?
Altamont?
It's not Altamont. Well, maybe it is Altamont.
It might be the Altamont to the Coachella.
Or is it like the Woodstock where they burned all the porta potties?
That's
99?
Too dark.
One of those.
That's too dark.
I like to think of it as the Altamont to Coachella.
All right, let's
headlined
call it
by Limp Bizkit and the seminal performance by the frontman of Stained.
That is too dark.
The seminal performance?
I'm on the
What's he
outside.
Doing now?
Nothing like a seminal stain.
We could sacrifice. Thank you, John.
All right, so we've established that tonight is the Woodstock 99 burning porta potties of the pagan calendar year. So
this is
who,
so down market.
Seminal stain on our lives.
We have to elevate this a little.
So who's going to play the ringleader of that celebration, Fred Durst?
Oh, God.
No one wants
I don't want spring
Fred
to come
Durst.
Now.
But you're the one who said it's cool to wear your hat backwards, John. I think you're Fred
That's
Durst.
That's true. You did say that.
So rude.
Do your best, Fred Durst.
I can't. I don't even. I just know he wears.
Just
he has
try
like
your
a
hardest.
Weird soul patch.
Do you need to be reminded of his songs?
Yeah. I don't even know.
He did a song called Nookie.
He did it all
for that Nookie.
Right.
Oh my God.
You
is he in the room?
Strongly.
Guys, I'm not your Fred Durst.
Are we channeling the spirit of Fred Durst?
You are not.
I think we are.
Thicken this veil.
Wait, thicken what do you veil. Do? Where does that cookie go?
You put the cookie in the nookie. No, guys, I'm not Fred Durst.
You put the cookie in the nookie in the brew that is true.
No.
And the chalice in the palace.
You put the nookie in the coconut, you nut.
You put the nookie in the coconut and drink it all up.
This is not my holiday.
We're so far afield.
Okay, fine. So you're Fred Durst.
Hashtag not my holiday.
All right, who's leading the second stage at Woodstock? Harry Nilsson singing Lime and Coconuts.
We're definitely talking about a different festival now.
Huh?
I don't think Fred Durst has ever celebrated Valspurgis.
Okay, listen. Can I tell you?
This Jimi Hendrix guy is so good.
I know. He went to the other Woodstock.
Oh my God.
I feel so American.
The distortion.
Send an Uber copter.
Hey. Hi, excuse me.
Yeah.
Do you have any wacky tobacco?
Hey, why are you talking during the American national anthem, buddy?
Oh, because I'm not from America.
What? Is that why you talk so weird?
Exactly. Have you never heard a British person talk before?
Hey, you gotta shut up because America is playing right now into our ear holes.
Oh, I didn't know it was anything special. Back where I come from, this is just a pub song.
Are there words to it?
Yes.
How do they go?
Oh, drink one more beer as long as you're here. Queen's bum, cause I think that would be fun.
Play ball!
That's how it goes.
So what do we do tonight?
There's some special things for Beltane, but for Valpurgis Nacht in particular, the witches, when they're convening, and they just kind of talk about like all the weird shit they did that year.
You're sort of communing with Satan. So you want to, like,
impress
call
him.
Out, give yourself props on, like, the weirdest shit that you got into.
It's like you're on a date with Satan, and you just want to lay out your
you're
resume
on a Tinder date with Satan
in the most attractive way possible.
Guys, this is perfect.
Dating with Satan. Which is do a segment.
Yeah. This is a segment called First Date with Satan.
Mm-hmm. I was dead by Satan.
So what we're going to do...
What are we going to do?
Is what the witches do, right? We're going to find our most impressive feat of the year and lay it at Satan's feet and hope that he or she... Mm-hmm. Approves?
Yeah. Hopefully now, he gives us the black rose of his love.
Or she.
Is this year...
Fair enough.
Is this the year of the calendar
it's
year?
Since last Valpurgis Nacht.
Yeah. Oh. So since last April 30th. So, like, think about your trajectories there.
We might need a minute to, like, really, because...
Okay. Is this stalling for Satan? We're stalling for Satan. We're stalling for Satan. We're stalling for Satan now. What's the worst thing you've done? No, oh, in another verse, we're stalling for Satan, we're stalling for Satan, we're stalling for Satan, we're stalling for Satan, and what's the worst thing that you've done?
Okay, someone go. Are we ready?
We're
stalling for Satan. We're stalling for Satan. We're stalling for Satan.
I don't want to put myself out there.
For Satan. And what's the worst thing that you've done?
I would say this year, Satan, I have ghosted a minimum of 5 times on very eligible gentlemen. Not their fault. I'm just not in the right place.
What place are you in?
I'm really trying to build up myself.
See, that's pretty bad, because now how is Satan going to trust that you're not going to ghost on him?
Wow. Trenchant.
Fair question.
I would be
worried.
Fair
question. But that's because my heart belongs to Daddy.
Yeah, this...
Oh.
Okay.
Satan, well, I only think of you.
All right. Who else knows what they have done that's terrible?
Mine was a more earnest attempt that I failed at. But I think Satan will appreciate that I tried really hard. I got really obsessed with committing Grand Theft Auto of the Popemobile. When the Pope was in town.
Oh, why didn't you call me?
Because you were anticipating the Pope's appearance in Philadelphia.
I was
and
with
you
my
had
mother.
Left me.
We were like the devout. We were, don't tell Satan, but
Satan hates this date right now.
No, I tried so hard to see the Popemobile, and I think I eventually settled on almost breaking one of those child's rides outside of like a bodega at like 3 a.m. But
wait, this was the same mission?
Did you think that that was the Popemobile?
Oh, I was not that far gone, but I thought in lieu of a Popemobile, I was like, maybe this small horse will do.
Right.
And I could ride it into the afterlife with the Prince of Darkness, and then those things are really well attached.
Well, Satan hates quitters, but good luck.
Jason, what's the worst thing you did this year?
You know, I've been racking my brain. Really have been. I don't think I've done anything even remotely naughty this year.
Hard to believe.
Even remotely naughty?
I'm just a good person.
You didn't, like, get an extra order with your Seamless and, like, not tell anyone?
No. You didn't, like, log in anonymously onto your Discus and put a hateful comment on a article that you disliked?
You didn't shake up a Sody Pop and put it in the milk aisle?
No. No, none of those things. What?
Well, someone sees soda in the milk aisle, they're like, free soda.
Do they?
Yeah, it's in a different aisle, so it's
Did that happen to you?
Oh.
Yeah, I see something in a different aisle.
Have you been scarred by
yeah,
this particular
rules.
I've never operated by that logic, but you've done nothing bad this year.
Yeah, not really.
You have to do something awful on this Valpurgis.
Yeah, do I? How much time do I have?
I mean, you've got a couple hours. You got maybe, what, 2 hours?
2.5.
Guys, I want to win this date with Satan.
Jason has to get real weird.
He has to surpass ghosting on 5 people and thinking about stealing the Popemobile.
Okay. Trying to.
I think I got this. Let's go to break. We're going to brainstorm. We're going to come back. And I'm going to try to do the worst thing any of us has done all year.
Hi, I'm Dan Bush.
And I'm Matt Tobin.
And this
is Off the Rails.
Have you ever met an Hispanic person whose name is Jorge, but they pronounce it George?
Yes, he's on Sesame Street.
What?
Mr. Hooper's first name is George.
Mr. Hooper died in 1986.
George Clooney.
Would you like to rate fictional doctors right now?
Yes. Dr. House.
Clearly the best worst doctor.
Any of the doctors from the show about the ER.
ER.
Yes.
Okay. I met that guy.
George Clooney.
No, black one.
Patch Adams.
He did not wash his hands.
Was he better than George Clooney?
At washing his hands?
Yes.
Probably.
Geordi LaForge.
George Clooney wasn't there.
A good doctor in that his x-ray vision could see into the wound. A bad doctor in that he was not McCoy.
Who's Dr. McCoy?
Captain.
Jack McCoy on Law and Order.
Captain Picard.
William Shatner on Boston Legal.
Captain Picard.
Captain Kirk.
This has been Off the Rails. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So let's get into it. Sitting here with Tim Mucci.
Hi.
Nick Douglas.
Hi.
Laura Bolt.
Hi.
Fred Durst.
Hi.
And we're celebrating Walpurgisnacht.
Happy Walpurgisnacht.
Here we are.
We just uncorked a fresh bottle of wine. It is a new spring awakening.
Customary to the day.
Of Walpurgisnacht. We're going to open this right off with a segment. Who can do the best voice? And today, we're doing Satan.
Right.
At least that's the goal.
That's the goal.
You want to kick us off, Jason?
As the veil is thinned. Shake it out.
Wait, should we assign one phrase that we all say?
Yeah, that seems like to level the playing field.
Yeah, find a phrase while I limber up my face.
I have a book. Satan directed me to this passage. I'm reading from Altered States, Sex, Nation, Drugs, and Self-Transformation in Victorian Spiritualism.
So erudite.
What we're going to be saying is, quote, "The materialization of these spirits pushed the boundaries of English womanhood."
The materialization of these spirits pushed the boundaries of English womanhood.
The materialization of the spirits pushed the boundaries of English womanhood.
And the materialization of these spirits pushed the boundaries of English womanhood.
Damn.
He threw up on the floor as soon as he finished that.
Hmm. I don't know. Okay, hold on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to stall for
Yes, Satan? Can you stall for Satan for a minute?
We're stalling for Satan.
Have you had enough time?
The materialization of these spirits pushed the boundaries of English womanhood.
That is really close to Lara's version of Bonnie. Who is a character I really hope...
The only character work I do.
Shows Whoa. Up later tonight. Get ready.
Just, I hope so. Let's just put it out yep. there.
The materialization of these spirits pushed the boundaries of English womanhood.
That did push the boundaries of English womanhood.
You know what I got there?
A crisp woody aftertaste.
There was some tannin.
I felt tannins.
And there was a hint of rose and then like a base of salad fingers. That's really where I was.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to the task at hand.
All right, which is celebrating the High Holy Day.
The High Holy Day. Mm-hmm. And I have an outstanding task.
You do?
I have to do the most Satan-pleasing thing that I've done this entire year.
Satan stroke.
What did you even... Did you come up with something?
I've decided what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to lie.
Really?
But Jason, thou shalt not lie.
Tim?
That's a commandment.
Thou is about to lie, and thou is me.
You know what, Jason? Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
Tell me lies.
Ask me some cues.
Jason, who's your favorite person in this room?
Fred Durst.
Jason. Yes, earlier Fred. You described your dream outfit.
Yes.
Tell me your, your nightmare outfit. What would you never wear?
I would not be caught dead wearing Nikes. Ugh.
Ew.
A gray pair of jeans, ugh, barfo, brown belt, and...
Who is wearing a brown belt with gray jeans to begin with? God.
I know.
I'm offended just thinking about it.
And like a face that's like a 10 out of 10 in like most counties, but probably a 9 out of 10 in New York. Ugh, gross.
Huh.
I wouldn't do that.
Huh, not last one.
I gotta come clean. That was really hard. I don't like lying to you guys. It makes me feel icky. That's been my sin for the year, and I hope Satan accepts me as I am.
I think Satan's dating me out of all of you.
You know who doesn't accept you? It's Fred Durst. He's pretty pissed.
What do I need to do to win over Fred Durst?
I don't know who he is.
You need to face a 10 out of 10 in all counties, for one thing. I'd like to introduce a segment that I'm going to call Satan's Boy Band. What would be Satan's ideal boy band? Who would he conscript?
Okay.
Satan's Lou Pearlman.
Clearest thing you ever said.
Actually, that's true. I'm not reaching at all. Literally, that's true. So who's joining Satan's boy band? Who's going on top? Also true. Who's getting signed?
Oh, you slid that one in there.
I know. No one even barely noticed it.
That was gorgeous. I'm going to leave that one for the listeners.
Thanks, guys.
All right. I'm going to start with something a little unorthodox because he doesn't sing that much. Jafar.
Wow. Okay.
Choice.
I'm not gonna say he's the cute one, and he's not the sporty one. I would say
he's the one with the weird facial hair.
He's the Joey Fatone, but skinny.
He's the Joey Fatone for sure.
This particular boy band. My vote is Jafar.
You're right.
Zach. That's good.
There's no right and wrong.
What was his song though? What was his song?
Someone else's song.
Reprises don't count. He needs his own song.
I wanted to say Ursula, but she's a lady, so she can't be in the band.
Yeah, I mean, lady might be generous.
It doesn't cost much. Just your voice.
She's kind of a crustacean.
Can we have her in there?
She doesn't have genitalia.
I don't think she has identifiable.
All right, then fine. Ursula. Ursula will be the drummer.
She could definitely do it. She's got so many arms.
Ursula's my drummer.
Okay.
Carry on. That's my pick, Ursula. If you won't take Jafar...
Give me an original Jafar song and we'll take him.
It's been years. I'm an adult.
Then why are you here? Even the guy in The Hunchback of Notre Dame has a song.
I've never seen
that. He flagellates himself during that song.
Fire!
That's it.
That's it.
It's not real Disney.
I'm horny for gypsies and it makes me feel real shitty.
Aren't we all?
I think Jason might be in Satan's boy band. That might be the most evil thing you've done this year is join Satan's boy band. You did come up with the song, I'm Sawing for Satan. Was this an audition the whole time?
It might be.
Crafty.
Okay, who else? All right, we're losing track. Who's your pick, Laura Bolt?
We went in a Disney phase and that confused me, but I think that Walt Disney Studios, there's a connection between Walt Disney and Beltane.
Hmm. Night on Bald Mountain.
Laura, I have a very quick question here.
Please, Fantasia, jump in.
Very quick question.
Fantasia, true, actually.
Fuck, marry, kill Walt Disney's Frozen Head, the Disney movie Frozen, and Disney on Ice.
I'd like to kill Frozen, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Marry Disney on Ice. Fuck the Frozen Head.
Yeah, girl.
Very Laura
Bolt
answer. Bye, John.
Bye, John.
John couldn't take it anymore. John got nervous because we lived together, and he couldn't take anything that was going to happen after this.
All right, so what was your connection between Walt Disney and Harry Belafonte, was it?
Harry Belafonte has not figured in yet, but there are several cultural, let's say, to be generous, coincidences. But I think the Disney Studios was founded around Beltane. So, yeah, also Hitler died on Beltane. That's moving us away from the boy band. My boy band choice would be a duo of Charlie Manson and Bobby Beausoleil.
Oh, hi, John.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, John.
John got less scared and he came back.
And I'm here. So I was having some impure thoughts about Jafar, so I had to take a quick walk, but I'm back.
All right, John and I are going to write some fan fiction about Jafar and Disney's Frozen Head later.
Jafar and Scar. Jascar. Oh, that's the best slash I've ever thought of.
So I chose my choice.
Ali likes to watch me fucking a lion.
Oh my god. Nick, can we pay you to write this for us?
Get that cat, that's where it sat in that pussy.
Oh my gosh. Did you know you were so good at this?
So I changed my choice. My choice now is Nick to be in Satan's boy band.
You've so far conscripted two of us to be in Satan's boy band.
You're all so fucked up.
The end of this is Satan's boy band, and I'm your manager.
All right, Lou. Well,
interesting.
I guess, like, what do we do now that we're assembled? Nick, Tim, Jason, and Fred.
Tim hasn't sung yet, so rude. I can't.
Tim, this is your audition for our satanic boy band.
Okay.
I want this for you, but you gotta like bring something to the table.
Should I sing anything, or should I sing
anything your heart desires?
What I have prepared.
Well, I don't know. What are you feeling in this moment?
Okay.
Read the crowd.
Since my baby left me, I found a new place as well. Well, down at the end of the lonely streets, I've been so lonely, baby.
Kermit the Frog, out of breath, singing.
I'm pretty pissed.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Pretty pissed because that is my go-to karaoke song. So, Tim, we're gonna have to.
John and I are living like the same life on separate sides of the coin.
Like it's just like millimeters parallel, but
just enough that like universes have expanded and contracted because of that.
Uh-huh. Like, pretty combative.
If you commit to doing Kermit as dead Elvis, then I will accept you in this.
Okay,
Kermit the Frog here, going to sing "Heartbreak Hotel."
This is amazing.
Well, since my baby left me, I had a new place to dwell.
Or is it Pee-wee Herman?
I'm losing it.
It might be Pee-wee Herman.
It's like a gun that just aims to the left. Yeah. If you're trying to hit the target, it's not going to work.
It's a matrix gun. It's just like warping time and space. It's a simulacrum.
All right, Lou?
It's fine.
Lou?
I'm accepting Tim. Accepting everyone in this room.
Yay! Oh my god, we made it, guys. We're in a band.
You look like a really good team.
We're a band.
All right, so Lou? I guess we got to make our first song, right?
And you got to name us. You got to give us a name.
Oh yeah, what's our name? Jascar.
It's a J. It's like Jador, but it's Jascar. That's it. Okay. Jascar.
All right, we have to work out our first song then.
Okay.
What should it be about? What do the kids want us to sing to them about Satan?
Snapchat.
Ooh, yeah, Satan Snapchat. Snapping for Satan.
Great.
It's like stalling, but it's snapping.
Fantastic.
Snapping for Satan in four parts. We're snapping for Satan. 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 Have we snapped enough?
Satan.
I like it.
Is that like a boy band song?
I like
it,
like something with a little more sex in it, though. Oh. I think the kids these days like sex.
Think about sex in a non-sexy way.
Like a
stalking for Satan.
Stalking. We have to sell records.
We're also stalking.
See, it didn't suit me so fast.
It's gotta be more like Satan.
Yeah, thank you.
I wanna see you snapping on my cell phone.
See, Ursula fucking has it. Thank you.
I wanna see you. This is basically Drake, I know, but we'll get to something different.
Go for it.
I'm gonna see you snapping on my cell phone.
This is good.
Okay. Hail Satan, I guess.
Guys, now that we got now that we got the single down.
Yeah.
Hail Satan, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think we should probably work on the acapella ballad.
Okay. All right.
Boy band staple.
This is where hearts are won.
I've watched a lot of videos of these.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of know the trick. And the trick is to hold one ear closed with your hand. And just gesticulate with the other.
Hmm.
Yeah. Flop that little hand up there, Kermit.
Are you kidding me?
All right. Hey,
put the banjo down, buddy.
I'd also like to know, as a manager, I like that there's varying degrees of facial hair here, which is very important in terms of...
Okay.
And color of hair.
Yes, it's...
Of hair. And color... Of hair.
Because we're all white as fuck. Yeah, I mean, if you couldn't tell.
Well, Ursula's purple. I mean, honestly.
It's not easy being green.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Kermit.
Ursula's purple, green.
We've heard you talk. You're white.
You're a white frog.
Okay, so we need a new subject.
Okay.
Guess, Lou. What else do the kids want to hear about?
Beltane.
Let's sing about human sacrifice.
I want to slice you down the middle.
Ooh, okay. Ooh.
It's a little bit Heartbreak Hotel, I won't lie to you, but like I think
Kermit's already
there,
he's fine.
All right.
Like, Kermit's with
it. Oh, I know that one.
All right, and then 1, 2, 3.
I wanna slice you down the middle.
I got chills.
I mean, Lou, are we making money yet?
Is it multiplying?
Is the money coming in?
It's rolling in.
I'm feeling well.
You'll never see a dime.
Okay. When do I get my cut?
Wait till we hit that song.
Half of you are barely human. Don't even worry about it.
Wait till we hit that second line, though.
Oh, I'm not a human at all.
That's
when
the money starts rolling in for us.
Okay.
Life is cheap for you.
How dark do we want this line to go?
It's a holiday. Get dark.
I wanna burn you on a pyre.
With a slide at the end. That's
edgy.
Hot.
Right?
That's
amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
1, 2, 3.
I wanna slice you down the middle. I wanna burn you on a fire.
Jascar.
Jascar indeed.
Jascar.
Can we brand a fragrance yet? Are we ready to go there?
I think you're ready to get into some branding opportunities.
Is there a Forever 21 line?
Burning fresh.
Yeah, I mean, what more could you want, Kermit?
As well
as I mean,
as
burning human flesh, Kermit.
What, you wouldn't
burn
like
a frog? Good, I mean.
Wait. Would you not burn a frog? Because I've eaten your kind.
That's animal cruelty.
And it tastes great.
I'm a vegan.
Fucking Kermit. All right.
What kind of frog is
he? He's the vegan one. He's got to appeal to a certain audience.
Every band needs a vegan.
Every band needs a vegan one.
All right, Lou.
Yeah. That's a great song.
I'm looking at the numbers right here. We're doing well, but we have not got a number one hit yet.
Shit. We need a hit.
We need a popular option.
We need something to connect to people.
You know how you get a hit.
How do you do that?
You collaborate.
Just like you did with Method Man on End Together now.
That's right, Fred. I guess so.
Okay, so we need to bring in... Let's collab with a female singer.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
That could be the thing that listeners get really excited about. That's going to get some press. Ooh. The press is going to get hits. The press is going to get listeners. And
send it out to the journalists. Let them run
the journalists,
with it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a journalist? Kermit the Frog.
God damn it.
Who do you write for, Kermit?
You can't even write with those fucking hands. You don't have fingers.
What do you mean? Look at them fly around.
They're webbed. You can't hold a pen. You can't type.
Right, no infighting in the band. I need my band members to at least like get along.
I didn't want this guy.
You know what? When OK Magazine starts talking about how Kermit and Ursula are fighting in the band, I'm not responsible for that. All right, keep it clean, kids.
All right, who's our hit-making female singer?
Bella, Becca, Betsy, Bertha, Bermuda.
Well, the fake name is Bonnie. That's a real name. She's a real person.
She's not a pop star yet, but this could be her big break.
Okay, so, how about that singer, Bonnie?
Okay, Bonnie is an amazing blonde who dresses like a 40-year-old woman, even though she's 26, But Bonnie is ready for anything. If you tell Bonnie to meet you outside of the Bank of America headquarters, she's going to show up with a roll of duct tape and some kerosene.
This is what we need.
This is Bonnie. That's
what fucking Jaskar has needed all along. It's just the right kind of Bonnie.
Just the right kind of Bonnie?
To take us there.
Oh my God, is that the song? Just the right kind of Bonnie?
But the song has to be called My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean.
My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean.
Don't show off, Kirby.
The ocean.
So how should we format
Yeah, how should we break this down? I think we should go like urban.
Kermit's gonna rap.
Yep.
I don't know
Shut up, Kermit.
I think Kermit should rap, and then Bonnie over here should just...
You take the hooks.
Ready?
Yes.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea. My Bonnie lies over the ocean. So bring back my Bonnie to me.
We are so lucky to have you with us, Bonnie.
Kermit.
Kermit, can you rap on this?
I'm right out of the swamp. My name's Kermit. I make you squirmy. In love with a pig. Pop some caps with my cig. Sour. Handgun. Pop, pop. Eat you up like frog legs. Out.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea. My Bonnie lies over the ocean. So bring back my Bonnie to me.
When you fuck a lion, you've gotta hit it hard. I'm not lying, I'm Jafar. I don't drive a car. Cause Agrabah has public transit. We motivated all the rugs, and they can get us around from place to place, so we can fuck more lions in the face.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I think I like Kermit better now.
He's gonna keep fucking lions though, no matter what.
Yeah, that's the second verse got weird.
Jafar's in the lions.
Yeah.
Big time.
Well, Lou, what do you think?
I'm gonna put Jafar at a solid timeout, but what he's gonna go to rehab? Is what we're gonna call it?
Oh, that's good for press.
It's great for press. For
all been sex addicts at one point.
He's gonna find religion.
Another.
It's gonna be great. But what Kirby and Bonnie have, I think that's taking us right
that
to the top.
That was really hitting that me. Was, in a
that was I was
place.
Feeling that magic. Like
totally. There's gotta be another hit we can put out with those two. Then that's the fire of this band.
That's the fire.
The rest of us are here just to look good.
Kind of rude, but
maybe like a classic duet.
Classic duet. I know some classics.
Oh, thanks for sticking around, Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie's back.
Yeah,
Bonnie, where'd you get that spritzer?
I just found it in the lobby.
I knew you were a spritzer girl, but I just don't know where
Lou
you found
it. Lou gave it to me. It tastes a little weird, but I think it's probably fine.
No. This is Kermit. This is Kermit and Bonnie singing a love song. Okay. What do you love about Kermit, Bonnie?
He's really green.
Kermit, what do you love about Bonnie?
I love the way she talks.
Yeah. That's a great foundation.
We have a lot in common.
So guys, just sing to each other.
I feel like no one understands us.
Make the world understand you.
You may be a frog. I may be an Eileen Fisher model. Awkward because I'm so young. Still wearing a full-length skirt. Oh, Kermit. Think we could have a good time. If only I could breathe underwater. Like your web feet.
Oh, Bonnie, I sing high just for you because of the way you talk and because of the things that you do to my heart. I was once in love with a pig named Miss Piggy. I never loved her. She made me feel icky.
Oh, Kermit, I don't care about your past. I just want to be your future. I'll drive your getaway car. Oh, Kermit.
Oh, Bunny. Oh, Bunny.
And Jafar.
Now, haven't you ever loved someone from the other side of the tracks? Someone who leaves comic books on your back. Yes, I'm talking about fucking a predator of the Sahara. I fuck a lion. Don't let that scare you.
Oh, again, Jafar.
I was thinking for you. Stick on our message.
Do we have to send him back to rehab?
He was in rehab for like 5 minutes. What did you expect?
I'm getting so sleepy. I broke out.
You're all dead now.
In Jafar's defense, we know our name Jaskar.
He's like 80% of this band.
I'm integral to the operation, and I'm written into all the contracts.
I'm so confused as to why there's a lion here.
Actually, because he's both Jafar and Scar, so he's all of it, really.
I wish we could hear Scar's side of the story.
Scar's in Canada right now.
Oh, I understand that.
At another school.
I'm about 5 minutes for getting arrested for tax evasion, okay. So I think that we've got a hit.
Or three.
Two hits, yeah. Three hits.
Yeah.
And we're on our way. We've got a solid EP, and we're on our way to an album, and I like what we've done here.
Oh, great. If we need an opening act, I know a great bear comedian.
Oh, yeah?
Let me give him a call. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
Waka, waka. I can't reach the phone right now.
Oh, it's his message again. Boop.
Do you know a comedian with a phallic nose you could call?
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
Baby, just a second. I gotta take this. Anything could be an opportunity.
Are you talking to those chickens
you
again?
You want that What? What did you hear?
Hi-ho, it's Kermit the Frog here.
Kermit!
Hey, look, I'm in this new band called Jaskar.
That's great for you.
We were looking for an opening act. I was wondering if you were around.
Are you fucking with me? Because if you're fucking with me again,
is that Gonzo on the phone?
Gonzo's my favorite. Gonzo on the phone. Tell him how great he is.
Who you got there? Who you got in the room?
We've got big fans here. We've got
if
Fred Durst.
If it's the police, you have to say.
Fred Durst is here and he loves you.
No. I'm not the police, Gonzo.
Mr. Durst, you're an inspiration to me.
Gonzo, is that you?
I'll put him on speakerphone.
I know I don't sound like Fred Durst, but I am. And I just want to tell you, you're my favorite Muppet. You're the coolest one. You're the weirdest one, which is what really counts.
You guys, this is great. I've been looking for something to turn my life around. Ah!
Oh, actually, ah! Oh, what's
no,
happened?
Camilla, no!
Wait, Camilla! Ah!
Oh, wait, actually, Gonzo, I'm going to hang up on you for a second.
Dear.
I just thought of, maybe we can get Dr. Teeth. And the Electric Mayhem instead. Boop, 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 boop. Animal. Is Dr. Teeth there?
Animal, did you make up a phone again? What did Daddy say about that?
Animal, put Dr. Teeth on the phone.
Animal, you don't stop running away from me. Animal, this isn't keep away. No, don't go to the side of the room where I was. I'm coming back there. Don't you move.
Hey, dude. Sorry, just band problems going on. What's up? What's up, Kermit?
Wait, is this Floyd?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, we're looking for an opening band. Maybe I joined a new boy band for Satan. It's called Jaskar.
Yeah, that sounds really killer. We got a lot of stuff going on around here.
Can you not open for me?
Would you? I'm sorry, I gotta go, man.
Hey, Waldorf, get a load of this podcast. They think they're so funny, doing all the Muppets on that weird Satan night in the spring. Is there a code I can make so Stamps.com takes money away from them? God! I know the code. 911! Well, that was the most terrible thing I've ever heard. I hope they never record another episode.
That was just cruel and mean.
Well, I fucking meant it!
You color these up with a punchline, and now you're hurting other people.
Sorry, Waldorf, I'm tired! I'm tired of being funny! We have to watch this crap and listen to this crap every day!
Is that you, Stoller? Is that old Seinfeld?
Old Seinfeld ripped me off!
Thank you all for coming.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you, Tim.
Cheers.
Thank you, Kermit. Thank you, John. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Laura.
I miss her.
Thank you, Bonnie.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Jafar. Scar.
Happy Walpurgisnacht.
Walpurgisnacht.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Walpurgisnacht.
Walpurgisnacht.